Hey, Sister Amen.
Hey, Brother Tupos.
No, it's my turn to ask a question.
What?
Did we have a chilly cold day today?
Yeah, we had chilly and cold.
Chilly cold rain today. Hope everybody is doing well. We are back at you once again.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to bring you our edification audio. Just some thoughts from the gospel road, from the nomad lives out here.
Right.
How do you like the nomad life, Sister Amen?
I love serving the Lord no matter where we are.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Everywhere we go, we get to meet people and get to share the truth of them. Today, we tried to go out and hold gospel signs down by the state capitol, and we got rained out.
Yeah.
No sooner did we get out, it started raining, and then because of the rain, there was nobody around. And so
then we went out again.
Yeah, we tried again, and then it pretty much was a washout. But we think we have an event for tomorrow if the rain holds out. It's going to be really cold. Really cold. And we're hoping that the rain holds out. It's kind of a Halloween-related event, so we're going to go out and preach and do that.
Yep.
We'll see how that all goes.
Yeah.
What's on your heart and mind today, Sister Amen? Do you have anything to share with us?
Raisin bran and reasoning.
Raisin bran and reasoning. Let's hear about that.
Well, I was walking up and down the aisles today after we got rained out.
Yeah.
And I was like kind of a little disappointed, trying to kill my flesh to be flexible.
Yeah, we've had a lot of rain.
Yeah, I was kind of looking forward to flying signs. Well, while we were out there kind of off and on today, I was offering some gospel cards to some people walking by. There wasn't a whole lot of people, but once we got rained out and we decided to do something different, work online, I went into the store and I thought, well, I'm going to walk all the aisles and see if there's somebody to witness to. And I went down the cereal aisle and there was a woman looking at the Raisin Bran. And I just did one of my usual things, and I say, wow, a lot of choices today. And she was older, and I said, didn't used to be that many when we were growing up, were there? And she said, oh, no, and she was a talker, too. So she was a very friendly woman. We talked a little bit. I offered to get the box of Raisin Bran from the top shelf for her and gave her a gospel card and stood there for several minutes talking to her about faith and warning her about man-made religion and discerning what the pastors and priests are teaching.
That's
and
awesome.
That they're not teaching the truth. And she took quite a bit of it. And then I see that she was kind of done with it. And she thanked me and turned around and walked off. So,
well, that's good timing.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. During the conversation, she would say something. Then she kind of turned like she was going to leave. And then she'd turn around and say something else. So the conversation kind of kept going back and forth like that. So I don't know. I was just rejoicing about it, and then I walked through the store the rest of the time looking for somebody else, but there wasn't any to be had. And I just want to say we're kind of careful when we're in the stores. It'd be easy to go up to every single person we ever met.
Yeah, we're on private property, so we have to be careful.
Yeah, yeah.
All it takes is one person to go complain, and a manager could throw you out.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of times you can rely on, obviously, the Holy Spirit there.
Yeah.
And if you take that time to do it, the Lord will open up a door for somebody if they need to hear it. And yeah, so anyway, that was encouraging. That was kind of like a gift to me.
Awesome.
Yeah,
today I got an email from a guy, and I thought this was interesting. I asked him how he found out about us, and he said somebody put our street preaching videos on a Facebook forum that is against a religious system. It's like they're all ex-people of this religious system. And they put our videos on there, and he saw our videos from there, and he reached out and emailed us. And I was telling Sister Amen and some of the brothers, I was saying, you never know when you go out street witnessing, who's going to take what you put out there, either take videos of you doing it, or take the videos you made and put them somewhere.
Yeah.
And so they get spread all over. So I get people in the streets always saying, hey, can I take a picture with your sign or take a selfie? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't do selfies, but I say, hey, take a picture of my sign. Put it wherever you want.
Right.
And who knows? They might be mocking it, but it gets put out there where people need to see it.
And God will make sure it gets seen by the one he wants to see it.
So I thought that was pretty neat how God uses those ways, and we never think about that.
Yeah, and when you told the brothers, one of them said something I thought was kind of interesting. He said, you know, they leave some of those groups and they don't become a Christian. They become an ex-group.
Yeah, ex-Baptist, ex-Hutterites, ex-whatever.
Yeah,
rather than following Christ, they just become a anti that group.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of futile and vain.
Wrong focus. Yeah. Maybe take a step in the right direction and then just fall right into the other ditch.
Hey, Sister Amen.
What?
That chili you made today was delicious.
Oh.
We got a video Says Drahman made us brothers chili for we had the Lord's Supper together as a gathering and with some other saints online. And Sister Drahman made us chili and it was outstanding and we enjoyed it.
I could tell because the whole bowl was
gone. The whole bowl was gone. We made a video. They had some left over for the freezer.
Yeah.
We made a video and that's going to be atop the audio edification page. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that.
What's that?
I have this app I use because we're traveling and stuff. It's nice. Well, you could use it even if you don't travel, but because we're traveling and we're always changing different locations and stuff, when I need something, I'll look through the local stores where we're kind of close to and see if somebody has something on sale. Well, this app pops up the local stores close to where we are. And so today I pulled it up and I saw that one of the stores right next to us, actually like right across the street.
Yeah.
Had the hamburger on sale for an incredible deal, so I walked over there and got some. And I just I thought I'd share that with you, sisters. You know, the technology can be confusing and maybe sometimes confounding, but if you use it rightly, it can certainly be
makes
a great
you better. Titus 2
benefit. Yeah,
Titus 2 helper.
Yeah. So they're just saying it. There's apps. So if you live in a bigger city or whatever, and there's a lot of stores that you might have access to, you can.
Sorry, I pressed our horn. Sorry about that. Our horn is in our recording studio. Because yeah. I'm sitting.
And what do we use it for? Honking, waving.
Honking, waving yeah. when we're witnessing with our gospel signs.
Hey, speaking of that, I have an idea. I'm going to have a new sign soon.
Yeah, Sister Drahman wants a big giant trucker's air horn.
Well, I want that too. But I asked Brother Two Posts, I said, is it possible to put a horn button or something over here on my side?
She likes beeping at people and waving at them.
He said it could be, yeah, and I'm going to have a sign for while we're driving.
Oh, yeah, a sign.
Yeah, so if I had a horn and a sign, I'd be almost guaranteed to get the attention of the people that pull up on the side of us at a stoplight.
There you go. That might work.
We'll think about that, maybe share about that if it comes through.
That might work. That might be a good idea. Today I did a teaching when we gathered on zeal. Did you learn anything from that, Sister Drahman?
I did.
Zeal. What were some of the points we come away from that? Do you remember? Put you on the spot.
Yeah, there was.
I read a bunch of scriptures on zeal. Talked about how Jesus was zeal and he made a whip and drove people out and flipped over tables. So the zeal comes from the inside and then it pours out as like a work and a physical act on the outside.
Right. Yeah, and it's good for us to examine ourselves to find out where, like the brothers were talking about, where you might be lacking the most in. Of course, you want to make sure you have zeal on the foundation, because if you don't have zeal on the foundation, then
right,
not sure what's going on.
Nothing
there.
Else matters, yeah.
But then as you grow and mature and become complete and yep. mature, you want to always be looking for, I guess I would say, you know, you can only work on so many things at one time.
Yeah.
So the one that needs the most attention would be the one you would focus on.
Right.
And then the other ones kind of fall into place as you go. But yeah, zeal, something that it's the outward manifestation of what you're putting forth for the works that you're doing.
Amen.
And I don't know, I look at it as a fervent type thing. It's a description of how you're doing something.
Yeah.
You know.
One of the brothers said zeal grows with faith and it grows with time and experience and all that. So, yeah, it was a pretty good audio. You can check it out. It's in the Ecclesia Gathering area or in our teaching blog. And it's something all of us should strive to have zeal for the Lord.
Yeah, I would say for me, the biggest zeal driver for me, I just have it. I just have a lot. The Lord gives it to you and he's the driver of it. I guess if I just had to pick one, I would say that it would be the more, and this was mentioned too, the more I do for the Lord, the more zeal I have.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the more you're exercising it, the more I think he gives you more.
Yeah, like
the more
witnessing.
You're using it. Yeah.
The more witnessing you do, the more you want to do it.
Yeah.
And even if you get rejected all the time, it's like, hey, wait a minute. This is the Lord's glory. I want to do it more.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah, zeal glorifies God. It lifts up the body. It helps you. It's a good witness. Helps with the gospel go out. So, yeah, zeal is a really good trait to have. We're told in Titus to be zealous for good works.
Yeah, I don't need to be
That's
told
a command.
That, but I love that.
That's
I love
a command.
That. Yeah,
yeah,
it's like
absolutely.
Some people might have to push a little bit harder to get through their flesh to get to that point, but
yeah,
the longer you do it, the more zeal you should
Amen.
Have.
Amen.
Yeah.
Anything else on your mind today, Sister Drahman?
Yeah, I wanted to read this scripture verse here. A sister's working hard to get a license, and she has to strive really hard to get it, so it made me think of Luke 13:24. strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Well, she definitely strives for the kingdom of God.
Yep. Amen.
And it just made me think of that and how people are striving hard for like a big title or a big paycheck or maybe honor from man or material possessions. And then here's the other side of it. Those same people will strive really hard against the truth if they're living in sin and claiming his name. And so if you see the way people are striving really hard to get things they need, and in this instance, the sister would rather be doing kingdom things, but we have to give to Caesar what Caesar's doing, so you got to do these
things. Cares of this world.
Yep, and get past, so that way you can do more of the work for the kingdom.
Yeah.
But if people would strive really hard as they do on earthly things, not talk about her, but I'm talking about, like, when I was in my past, I strove for that big title so I could say, you know, I was a this and that of the company, and a big bonus at the end of the year, and people looking at you, and who had the, you know, the best outfit, and all this other stuff. You really strive and put forth all your energies for it. Wow, how much to turn that into
vain.
The things for the striving for the kingdom of
God.
Yeah,
we talked about having zeal for the things of the world versus zeal for eternal things.
And that kind of, it kind of goes right along with it. So look at all the things that you're striving for today, and see if it's going to benefit the kingdom of God.
Are you focused on things above, or are you focused on earthly matters that we all have to do certain things to maintain? But beyond that, if you keep doing them, then you just get caught up in the world. And Romans 12 tells us to not be conformed to this world. So don't conform to it. Just do the bare minimum here and stay focused on the kingdom. That's what I teach the brothers.
Yeah, and the sisters and I talk about that.
Yeah.
Just get done what you need to be done for the earthly things, and then use all the rest of the time for the kingdom things.
Amen. Today when we were together too, we also started talking about the Ten Commandments. I thought that was interesting. We talked about the Ten Commandments versus the Torah law, and a whole bunch of different things came up. We think we might do a teaching on that or study on that, talking about how the Ten Commandments were kind of like the moral law, and then Christ came and really elevated them and fulfilled the Torah law and made the Ten Commandments. He elevated them. You know, in the Old Testament, if you committed adultery, it was bad, but Jesus said, if you even look, it's bad. So he brought them to a much higher level, and we talked quite a bit about that, so that was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and maybe we'll do some more on that in the future. It was based off of one of the brothers who met a Seventh-day Adventist man who was trying to defend the Saturday Sabbath. And we were saying, no, we rest in Christ. We don't keep Saturday Sabbath anymore. And so that was kind of the topic that came across. A lot of good points came out of that. These discussions that come up, brothers ask questions, then we get to go into a lot of other deeper things. It's really kind of interesting.
Yeah, just kind of like a web. It just keeps connecting one to the next.
Brings out a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And then two brothers took a walk, and they went down to check on a job that they applied for, and they're trying to look for a different job. But this lady's car died right in front of them. That was kind of interesting. They went out, and they were just going for a walk and going to do that. And a lady's car died right in front of them, and they ended up helping her push it off the road. And some guy came with a strap and ended up pulling it further off the road. And they said, everybody got gospel cards, and they were amazed how it was perfect timing. They were standing at a stoplight, and the lady's car died right in front of them.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. So they had zeal to give everybody a gospel card.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's
praise God.
Zealous for good works.
Yeah, and apparently through the rest of the day, more gospel cards went out too. So
that's pretty awesome. What else, Sister Amon? I just have a scripture verse to share at the end.
Me too.
What do you got to share?
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We have dark times coming. The older woman I was talking to today, I told her, I said, the Bible's coming true. Look at Israel.
Yeah.
Look what Revelation says about all that. And she said, yeah, I know. And so I was thinking about that today. Us saints, we know what the end is. We're blessed.
Yeah.
Because we can see and know and understand, for the most part,
right. What
we need to in order to prepare and know what's coming. But those who are unaware and unprepared, it's to their own fault and their own demise.
Yeah.
But, they don't realize what's coming. So.
Yeah, our master told us not to be afraid or not be anxious, that he's in charge and he's going to make all these things come to pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good scripture verse.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about a scripture verse that talks about God's people's living stones. 1 Peter 2:1-5. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, hypocrisies, envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted of the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. I like that. I like the idea of buildings with stones, and I like the fact that we're like living stones.
Yeah, that is awesome.
And it's neat if you think about it, because the temple that God had to make was made of a bunch of regular stones, and we're the temple of God, and now we're all living stones, and we make up the temple of God.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
It is, isn't it awesome?
Uh-huh.
God's word is so descriptive, yet so practical and so meaningful, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can have a lot of simple words in it, but it means more depth than all the complicated Amen. Words of man.
Amen. And tomorrow, like we said, we're going to try to go out and preach that street preaching event, Halloween event, and be outside some governor's mansion and street preach on the streets. We'll see how that all goes.
Yeah. One day at a time.
One day at a time. May God be glorified, and hopefully we'll have some video and audio. Maybe we'll see some sheep out there.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's what we go for. It's always about redemption. We're going trying to call people to the Lord, warn them about his wrath, tell of his goodness. And so, yeah, we know the message is hated, but people, like sometimes we meet young people, sometimes we meet older people, sometimes we meet feeble-minded people, and they have a sense of what's going on, and they appreciate the proclamation of God's word. We know it's not for all of the world. They're perishing. It's for the sheep that are seeking. That's what we go for.
Yeah, somebody who might have ears to hear.
Amen. Anything else, Sister Roman?
love to the saints and yep. the sisters. Sister hugs to you all, and yep. hopefully the sister who has a thing going on tomorrow, hopefully that goes well tomorrow.
Yeah, amen.
All right, we love you.
Love you all, and hope you strive on. Make sure you find out where you are in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Check it out at don'tperish.com and put your trust in him because he is worthy. Let his word be a light and a lamp unto your feet and guide your path. Otherwise, you're going to get swept away by this wicked, corrupt world.
Yeah.
Let Christ be your light and let the word shine the way.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Love you all. Talk to you tomorrow, good Lord willing, after our preach in the evening. So, have a glorious day, morning, evening, wherever you are. Love you all. May God be praised. Hey, that was good timing.
Hey.